Last summer, near 24th and Center Streets in Milwaukee, police say at least three people got into a daytime shooting battle. A sensor located nearby picked up the blasts. The sensor was part of the shot spotter system that's set up over a few square miles of Milwaukee. Police say the sensors pick up loud sounds, which trigger a GPS unit that helps determine where the noise originates. The information is then relayed to a shot spotter analyst in California, who suggests the police check out anything that the analyst believes might be gunfire. Milwaukee police say ShotSpotter improves the response time of uniformed officers to gunshots and helps tell commanders where to station patrols. Captain David Salazar also says a six-week study 3 years ago showed 86% of gunfire in a ShotSpotter detection zone was not being reported to police.
So we find that horrible, but the advantage to having ShotSpotter is it increases police legitimacy. People now know in places where we have ShotSpotter is that even if they don't call, if there is that no snitching mentality in the neighborhood, the police are going to still show up.
Salazar also says ShotSpotter data can lead to arrests and prosecution of shooters. A loud car zooms down a street in the district of State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa. The Southside Milwaukee Democrat has been pushing hard for an expansion of ShotSpotter to her part of town, as it's believed ShotSpotter is only on the city's north side. Zamarripa says it would have been nice to have the expansion last year when there was a late summer surge in gun violence.
The city of Milwaukee, during a very violent summer, went nearly an entire fiscal year without this funding, without access to this technology that can help us.
Zamarripa is disappointed that Governor Scott Walker vetoed out of the state budget last summer more than $400,000 aimed at ShotSpotter expansion. A few months ago, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss signaled his support for putting a smaller amount of state funds into ShotSpotter, and a bill okaying that spending appears headed for final legislative approval this week in the state Senate. Back on Center Street on Milwaukee's north side, where ShotSpotter recorded that gun battle last year, not everyone is totally sold on the technology. Claiborne Benson heads the Wisconsin Black Historical Society at 26th and Center. He says if he had to, he'd endorse more ShotSpotter in Milwaukee. But Benson asks, would the mostly white suburbs accept it?
My concern is privacy. I don't really think that citizens in the community, in the suburban communities, clearly would permit, one, taverns, two, cameras and listening devices in their particular communities and their shootings in those communities.
Milwaukee police say ShotSpotter will only activate on loud noises and could pick up shouting during that time, but police say the technology doesn't pick up normal sidewalk conversations and can't hear inside homes or cars. Representative Zamarripa says her constituents aren't worried about ShotSpotter invading privacy, but want improved community safety. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.